Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. You're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network, and we are back on the ranch. I'm your host, Scott Misek, and you're going to be sitting with me for about the next 2 hours or so. We're going to talk a lot of rodeo action. I want to let you all know that the phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We're here to take your calls and talk some rodeo with you. We've got a busy night ahead of us. We've got a lot of action that's been going on. The PBR did not take any time off. A lot of these cowboys are back at it. A lot of new and upcoming cowboys are back on it, you know, trying to get their cards and working at getting on their Built for Tough Series tour. Starting things off right. We actually got to go down to Arcadia, Florida for the first PBR event ever held there. And it was a pretty good little matchup. You know, we see a lot of the local guys that were there. We're going to talk about them just a little bit later on. We also have a lot of action to talk about with the SSBR. Southern States Bull Riding was in Myakka City on Saturday, immediately following, actually, just following the PBR event from Arcadia. And let me tell you, Cowboys made it down there. I mean, they packed up their rigging bags, and they were on it and headed over to Myakka City. And from what we understand, had a great event down there. You know, we also want to talk a little bit about Port Charlotte that we had earlier this month, as well as our upcoming event, which will be December 5th. Want to talk about that. We've got a lot of different things we want to talk about. Fort Myers this weekend with the Southern States Bull Riding, the Thunder Equa Games from the South Point Casino coming up. It looks like about 3 weeks away. And let me tell you, rodeo fans, it got a lot of rodeo action going on. So y'all stay tuned for the next 2 hours with us. We hope y'all will enjoy it. Y'all stay tuned. Get ready. Get a grip. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Weasel with the SSBR Bullfighter Finals, last 3 years in a row. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your track, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. as you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air. In your mind, a promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show, and I'm your host, Scott Making Eight himself. We had the opportunity to slide down to the PBR, holding their first event down in Arcadia, Florida this week, past weekend. They had a Friday night and Saturday night event. Was put on by Jerry Nelson, a Frontier Rodeo Company, and let me tell you, they brought some rain bulls down there. You know, to start things off, Friday night was one of the better nights, I would say, out of the two. You know, the bulls really came out, and I mean, most of them turned right back there at the latch for these riders. Gave the cowboys an opportunity to really get some good scores, and we did have some really good scores. Donnie Gay was the announcer down there, you know, and I was really kind of surprised that, you know, I don't know when the transition was kind of made, but they were able to wrangle in Donnie Gay, and usually you see him in the PRCA, you know, you see him doing the announcing for the PRCA events, but they had him down here for the PBR, and you know, did a fantastic job. It was really a pleasure to meet him, and we really enjoyed talking with him. What brief time we did have, you know, he was really busy out there, but, you know, it really was a good opportunity. But Clay McIntyre on Friday night, let me tell you, this cowboy, we watched this guy in the Southern States Bull Riding for, you know, the last few years now. We've seen him up on the PBR tours. You know, this past year we were down in Fort Myers or Fort Pierce on the east coast of Florida, and was doing a PBR event over there. Got cut up, you know, went out and called his veterinarian to come out and stitch him up. And let me tell you, this guy is just a hand. And, you know, he drew a bull in the first round, and that bull turned back. And when he did, Clay McIntyre laid into this bull like I haven't seen somebody spur a bull in a long time. I mean, this guy just really had him. I'm not sure that bull will ever be the same after Clay got done with him. But was definitely the event leader going into the short round. And then to top it all off, I mean, this guy just kept rolling. He was on such a good pace and just really had his, you know, he had his groove about him. He was rocking and rolling, scored a 92 points in the short round. I think there was only two 90-point rides, may have only been one all weekend long. And Clay Mack definitely got it done down there. I believe he was the overall event winner. You know, then Saturday afternoon we had Jake McIntyre was the leader going into the long round. Don't believe he was able to cover in the short round, but great job for him. Congratulations to Jake. You know, Jake's a veteran bull rider. We've seen him in the SSBR. He's been on the PBR Built for Tough Series tour. Seen this guy for quite some time ride some bulls, and he can still do it. He's taken off for the last couple months, but just getting back in the swing of things, and he's starting things off right, you know. So great job for him, and congratulations. But, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, this was an opportunity for a lot of the younger cowboys to really step out. You know, congratulations to Ty Harris. You know, one of Team Making Eight riders. Was out there both nights, you know, the weekend, and then went down to Myakka City. Wasn't able to cover his bulls down there, but really kind of got his feet wet, I guess you could say, and found out what the PBR was all about, you know. So great opportunity for him. But the other cowboy, you know, we're talking about one of the rookies in the SSBR, and Kenny Hammock, turned out and made two good bull rides on Saturday. Ended up winning a little money. I believe he finished fourth or fifth. Overall, so great job for him, and congratulations to Kenny Hammock for doing a fantastic job, really putting it to him, you know, this weekend. And you know, they're starting things off right. I mean, these guys have got it going, and you know, they look to continue that throughout the 2010 season. So, you know, short break for the PBR. You know, we just got done with the finals. Just seems like this past weekend, but it was actually about two weekends ago. You know, Cody Lostro, world champion bull rider. Congratulations to him. But, you know, I got to tell you, you know, PBR not taking any time off and starting things off right this year. I believe their first Built Four Tough Series is going to be the 2nd and 3rd of January. But a lot of these cowboys are out trying to make some money to get themselves in that tour. So was really exciting. Like I said, great job from Donnie Gay to do the announcing down there. Judges really did a fantastic job, you know, but wasn't quite as impressed with the bulls on Saturday as we were Friday night, you know. And, of course, you know, when you got riders like Clay McIntyre out there, I mean, just putting it to them, you know, maybe there's a little beat up. And I know that one that Clay got on, you know, I don't think that bull will ever buck the same again because he really laid into him. Fantastic job for Clay. It just showed a lot of control throughout his whole ride and was really impressive to watch. So congratulations to Clay. You know, what a good time. But also to his brother, Jake McIntyre. So McIntyre brothers definitely take Arcadia. I mean, they definitely make a statement with the PBR. Been doing it for some time now. So, you know, we've seen their names out there and definitely still look to see their names out there. But rodeo fans, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to talk briefly about Miaka City. Unfortunately, we did not have the opportunity to get down there. But when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about that one coming up. And y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back. Welcome back, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Making A Rodeo Network. I'm your host, Scott Misek, and we are back on the ranch. Here talking some rodeo with you, taking your call, 646-915-9940. We want to sit back and talk some rodeo with you, so feel free to give us a call. We were just talking about a little bit of the PBR action down there in Arcadia, Florida this weekend. Had a great opportunity to see some great bull riding going on there this weekend. After Saturday's performance down there, I believe they started their performance around 3 o'clock. They had an evening performance in Myakka City with the Southern States Bull Riding, put it on by Circle S Rodeo and Vic Scarborough, and there was a lot of riders from Arcadia that rode in the PBR performance were there to ride. Dylan Warner and Wagner Luciano, Ty Harris, Team Making Eight, and several others were all down there. The event winner was Wayne Peden. Now, the first time we saw him was actually in Port Charlotte, Florida, earlier this month. He's been dealing with some injuries, I guess, over the year. He took the year off and had some shoulder surgery and came back. And let me tell you, this guy can ride some bulls, and we look to see him really make an impact on the SSBR point standings there for the 2010 season. I believe this guy's going to stay with it. And, we haven't had an opportunity to really talk with Wayne a lot, but hopefully we'll catch up with him. I do know that he's going to be down this weekend, I believe, riding in Fort Myers, so hopefully we'll have an opportunity to catch up with him there. If we don't, then we know that we're going to be back December 5th at the Port Charlotte event there with the Southern States Bull Riding, and we'll have an opportunity to catch up with him then. But he was the event winner in Myakka City this weekend with a score of 82. Then we had Dylan Warner came in second with a score of 80. And let me tell you, Dylan Warner, we've seen this guy ride a lot of PRCA events. This guy is a hand. He not only rides bulls, but he rides, I believe he rides saddleback or saddle bronc or bareback, but great opportunity for him to get down here and really make a threat with the Southern States Bull Riding once again. This guy's been in the ranks before, but Wagner Luciano came in third, and of course he's the 2009 season leader right now going into the finals, which will be January in LaBelle, Florida. So they had a great opportunity to watch some great bull riding this weekend down, in between Arcadia and Myakka City. So, rodeo fans, I'll tell you, Florida is getting hot and heavy with some rodeo action. As the winter months are now upon us, these riders from out north and where the weather's a little cold and they can't have the outdoor rodeos, these guys are working their way on down south. So we're seeing some great bull riders down here. We're going to slide on down and take some of our callers down here. We got some callers jumping in, and hopefully we'll have some guests here. We're going to talk some rodeo action with them right now. So, Making Eight.
Hello. This is Doug Walker.
Hey there, Mr. Walker. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. Now, for you rodeo fans that don't know, Doug Walker is one of the largest, I guess. Well, I guess when you say one of the hottest bull riders to come out of Florida throughout the years, and was actually injured in a pretty bad accident. And Doug started his own production company and now runs Diamond W Rodeo Productions and puts on some great events down here in Florida. And we actually had the opportunity to be at one of the events this year in 2009, which was at the Manatee Civic Center. And, Doug, I got to tell you, we are really impressed with that. But I think that what you have planned for us this weekend is going to blow the Manatee Civic Center out of the water, man. We are really excited about what you have going on this weekend.
Yes, sir. It's going to be the 10th consecutive year that we've been here at the Lee Civic Center, and we're really looking forward to it. We're going to have some good bull riding action. We're going to have a five-time world champion bullfighter Rob Smets will be as our guest announcer. We'll have Mike Barkley as our announcer up on the booth, and Rob will be down around the arena and up beside the buck and shoots, face to face with the riders. And we've also got Rockin' Robbie Hodges as our barrel man. So we're looking forward to a real exciting show this coming up this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, we were just at the PBR in Arcadia, and I got to tell you, the production that was put on with Jerry Nelson, don't get me wrong, was a great event, but I got to tell you, the Manatee Civic Center and the production that you all put on down there with the Southern States Bull Riding was you know, bar none, one of the best events that we've attended all year long. And I really think that this Fort Myers event is going to be nothing less than what we saw at Fort Myers. And really look forward to that. Like I said, I think it's just going to be a really good opportunity for the fans to get out and watch some fantastic bull riding, as well as, you know, get the opportunity to see Rob Smets do some announcing. And believe you're going to have Ross Hill and Weasel doing the bullfighting once again. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. World champion bullfighter Ross Hill. He was at our Palmetto, Florida, our Manatee County event, and he's also coming to the Fort Myers event, and along with Chris Forrest, also known as Weasel, and we're looking forward to a great show with these two guys. They're class action bull riders, and they are bullfighters, and they definitely do a good job, and they know what they're there for, and we've got a great show in store. We've got some good bulls coming. We've got some good bull riders coming, and we're looking forward to it. We always have a great crowd there, some of the best fans in the state of Florida here in Fort Myers, and we normally pack the place out, and we're looking to do it again this year, and hopefully we're going to all have a good time and go to our after party at the Hot Spot, Bar and Grill, afterwards for the after party, and we're all looking forward to having a good time.
Yes, sir. Well, now, the after party will be Saturday night. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. After the show Saturday night, we're all going to, all the cowboys and all the fans that want to join us down at the after party, it's on Buckingham Road off of Highway 80 in Fort Myers, and a new place they call the Hot Spot Bar and Grill. And one of our sponsors, and we're looking forward to having a great time there.
That sounds great. Well, I know we're going to definitely put that on the agenda there to get down there and hang out with some of those cowboys and get an opportunity to talk with Rob and Ross Hill and Weasel. I mean, it's just going to be a great show. Now, I know that you guys have some promotional things coming up for maybe some of the fans to have an opportunity to see some of these guys firsthand. Are you guys going to be doing some autograph signings or anything like that in the area on Friday?
Yeah, Friday they've got it planned at the Hot Spot Bar and Grill from 10 to 12 o'clock on Friday night. Ross Hill and Robbie Hodges and Rob Smets also are supposed to all be there for some autograph signing. And just between those 2 hours, between 10 and 12, they should be there and kind of like the pre-show party there on Friday night at the Hot Spot. So anybody that wants to come down and meet those guys, maybe get an autograph picture, feel free to come on down Buckingham Road there off of Highway 80, Fort Myers, and that's where the action will be.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Now, Doug, I got to talk to you a little bit now. We had an opportunity to actually see you do some announcing yourself down at Port Charlotte this past couple weeks ago. What did you think about that show?
Well, I thought it was a good show. I mean, I've taken bulls there numerous times, and there for the past couple of years, I had a show like that of my own up here in Manatee County at the Manatee County Posse Arena. We'd do a show there once a month, and I would for my bigger indoor events, I normally hire another announcer, but for the smaller events, I do a little bit of announcing myself. But it's been quite a while since I've done any since last summer. And it was kind of fun to get back behind the mic again and cut up and have a good time and try to entertain the fans and keep them updated on the thrills and the spills and play-by-play action as it happens, you know. So I really had a good time enjoying you guys down at Port Charlotte last week and be looking forward to doing it again soon.
Yes, sir. Well, I got to tell you, we really enjoyed it, and we had an opportunity to talk with some of the fans after the show, and I'll tell you, they really enjoyed it themselves. They were asking. They said, "Man, who is that new announcer down there?" And I said, "Well, that's Doug Walker." I said, "He's been around, you know, here in Florida forever." But tell you what, it's really good to see you behind the microphone down there, and you're really passionate about it. Really firing up those bull riders and all. I mean, you know, just getting them really ready to go, and we definitely enjoyed it. Now, have you found out or not? Do you know if they're going to let you come back and actually do the announcing in December?
Yeah, I talked with Carl Saletti. He kind of organizes that event, and he was also down in the arena last Port Charlotte show that we had where I announced, and we're planning on kind of doing the same scenario again, and see if we can get those fans interested. I mean, we try to keep them entertained, keep it from being boring, keep it, exciting for everybody. And it was just nice to get back behind the mic and cut up and have a good time and kick back and just enjoy what I was doing. So I'm looking forward to doing that again on December the 5th at the next Poor Charlotte show.
Yes, sir. Well, we look forward to seeing you down there, Doug. And just for all the fans that know, now this year I believe you did around three events, and I believe you've got about four events coming up for the 2010 season. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Right now we're looking at maybe doing one in February. That's not dead set on that yet. And we do one in April in Sebring, Florida, the Fireman's Field in Sebring. And then we'll also do the two Bull Bash events at Manatee Civic Center and then the Lee Civic Center, as we're doing this year. But there may be a chance of us adding a few more in the schedule as we go along. But as of right now, we just got four scheduled for next year. So we're going to try to add a few more, but I don't know anything for sure yet.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to keep you. We'll keep tabs with you there, Mr. Walker, and we'll definitely make sure to let the fans know out there as these events come up. Because I'll tell you what, they are really not missing anything when they buy a ticket to go to one of your shows. They really get their money's worth, and I know that we do as well. I mean, just the type of show that you all put on down there is really, it's one of the best. And, I think that the Florida fans, the fans that are coming down here to Florida to watch these rodeos certainly get their money's worth when they go to one of your events. And we look forward to doing all your events this year.
Well, I know we were voted Producer of the Year for 2006 and 2007. And I was really honored to get that award, because we've always prided ourselves on putting on a top-notch show. I mean, we try to provide the fans with the most entertainment possible, and we put a lot of money and a lot of hard work into putting those top shows on, indoor events with air conditioning, nice, comfortable seats, and some of the best pyrotechnics to start the show off, flag girls carrying our flags. We just try to make it really entertaining, some of the best funny men that we can get for the crowd's entertainment, and we really pride ourselves on putting on a top-notch show, so we're going to continue to try to do the same thing all along throughout this next year.
Yes, sir. Well, we definitely look forward to it this season, and know that these rodeo fans out there definitely be getting it on their calendars, try to get their way down there and hit up some of your events.
Yep, I'd sure like to see the stands packed here at the Lee Civic Center, so anybody who really enjoys bull riding, come on down. You won't regret the fact that you bought a ticket for the Bull Bash at the Lee Civic Center, because it's going to be a great show. And coming here towards the end of the year, we're looking for it to probably be the best show of the year. I mean, a lot of people always vote that one as the best one of the year. So we're going to try to make it that way again. And I'm just inviting everybody to come on out, because we're looking forward to having a really great show. So everybody,
yes,
come out and join us.
Well, we definitely will vouch for you as well. All right, Mr. Walker. Well, I certainly appreciate you taking the time and jumping on there on the Making 8 Radio Network. And we look forward to having you back on. I'd love to sit down with you, and we'll talk with you sometime maybe after the holidays or whatnot. We'll set up and talk about some of your upcoming events for the 2010 season, as well as maybe sit back and just get to know Doug Walker just a little bit.
Okay, that sounds good, Scott. Thank you very much.
All right,
have
Doug. You take care and have a great – you too.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, rodeo fans, there you go. Mr. Doug Walker with Diamond W Rodeo Productions. Let me tell you, he's got a banger set up this weekend. Fort Myers, Florida is going to be going on. Show starts at 8 o'clock at night on Saturday night. They're going to have an after party afterwards at the I believe I'll have to pull up the website there and find out where their sponsors are coming from. But let me tell you, they've got some an autograph signing going on Friday night, which will be another good event, good opportunity for you rodeo fans to get out and meet some of the riders, as well as the bullfighters, and Rob Smets himself will be there at the Hotspot Bar and Grill. So, that'll be down there at the in Fort Myers, Florida. So y'all make your way on down there and, get ready to get a grip with the SSBR and Diamond W Rodeo Company. So it's gonna be one heck of a good show. But rodeo fans, believe we're gonna slide on down. Oh, looks like we got another caller on here. See if we can jump on down. See who we got. Making eight.
Hello.
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 Hello. Are you there?
Scott?
Yes, sir. It is.
This is Byron McIntosh.
Hey, Byron. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. We were just talking with Doug Walker. Just had him on the line there. We were talking about his event coming up this weekend at Fort Myers. And I know you're going to be down there, and should be one heck of a good show. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it ought to be a great show. A lot of good bull riders entered in it. And we got a five-time world champion, Rob Smits. He was a world champion bullfighter. He's announcing now. And he's going to come down there and do some promotional work for the event and sign autographs and give a really good insight, obviously, to the sport of bull riding. And it ought to be a great event. It's going to be indoors, and everybody should come out and see it because I think it's going to be a really good time.
Absolutely. Well, not to mention the great announcing that you're going to have down there, as well as the great bulls and the great bull riders, but you got guys like 2008 World Freestyle Bullfighting Champion Ross Hill, and you know, you got Chris Weasel Forrest going to be down there doing the bullfighting. So I'm telling you what, this SSBR deal is really turning into be a big show, and we're so looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, no, Ross, he definitely was a world champion freestyle bullfighter. He's probably one of the best going right now, if not the best. And Weasel, he's 10 or 11 times voted to the SSBR finals and the protection for cowboy protection. A lot of people don't realize there's two different, basically, facets to bullfighting. But so you basically, you're going to get the best of both worlds with a great freestyle guy who puts on a really good show, and Chris Weasel Forrest with the cowboy protection. And then, you know, Rob will be able to give a good insight on that since he's a five-time world champion bullfighter. So it ought to be a great show with great bulls, great cowboys, and great entertainment. Got Robbie Hodges coming as the rodeo clown. Got some good acts and stuff, and kids' calf scramble. They got the hula hoop contest with the bull and the hula hoops, and it ought to be basically a good show all the way around.
Oh, wow. Well, see, now I didn't even know y'all are going to have the hula hoop contest out there. I've only entered one of those, and I'll tell you what, you know, even a bull rider, man, I'll tell you, man, I was making a beeline out of there. I don't know how y'all bullfighters do it. I mean, I'll tell you what, Byron, those guys there, man, I give you all the credit in the world, because when you're looking at one of them bulls dead on in the face, man, I'll tell you what, I was making my way for the fence pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, no, fight bulls, it's like anything. It's not for everybody, and you know, Rob, Ross, anybody that's done it will tell you it's something you either love to do it and you like it, or just don't do it. It's not a hobby. It's not something that, you know, say, oh, I'm just going to try this. And, you know, it's not like you have a bad day at work and you go home. I mean, everybody, basically, it's life or death out there sometimes, and it's not a joke. So people getting in the hula hoop contest and stuff, they get a different insight to what it's like to stand there and have something like that come at you.
Yes, sir, that's for sure. Well, hey, you know what? We haven't had Rob on just yet, and, you know, I'd like to find out what that old son of a gun is up to. What do you say we give him a call here real quick?
Yeah, give him a call, see what he's doing.
Let's see what he's up to. Let me flip over here. We'll have to see if we can't give him a buzz. Now, just out of curiosity while we're doing that, what else do you guys have going on as far as the SSBR?
Well, we got a lot of great events coming up this year. We're hoping to sanction about 90 events total this year. And then coming up in January, we have the SSBR Finals, which is our national finals. That'll be in LaBelle, Florida. And that's going to be a pretty good event. And then we have the Swamp Cabbage Festival, which is the next month in LaBelle. Also, that'll be another SSBR, and there's a deal in Miami City once a month out there at the Circle S Ranch, and they have a good event, and then we have a once-a-month event also ourselves that we produce over in Port Charlotte that's a really good event. So we got a lot of good things in mind, and Rob's going to help us out, and Ross is going to help us out, and we got some good people involved, and hopefully we're going to have a really good year this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sounds really exciting, and we're happy to be part of it, you know, and helping you guys, and the opportunity we have to grow with you guys. I mean, you know, just the amount of of what you guys have gained and how much you guys have grown within the last year has really been amazing. It's been a lot of fun to be a part of with you guys. So we've really enjoyed it. And, like I said, I think 2010 season is really going to be something big for you guys. Definitely starting it off right with the Manatee Civic Center we had, you know, back last month. And then, of course, we had some great Port Charlotte events down here. And now we've got Fort Myers coming up this weekend.
Yeah, no, it should be good. And like I said, that when you got good bulls, good bull riders, good people, you know, we got your radio station here. I mean, basically, it's like anything. You surround yourself with good people, you get good results, and that's what we're trying to do this year and move in the right direction, and hopefully everything will come together. So I'm really looking forward to the new season.
That's right, man. All right, well, let's see if we can't switch over here and get old Rob on the line with us. Hang on.
Yeah.
Talked to him earlier, he was at a basketball game, so I don't know what he's got going on right now.
Hi, this is Rob. Sorry I missed a call. If you'll leave your name and number, I'll get back to you.
Well, you know what? I guess we'll have to see if we can't get back with him later on there, Byron. Hopefully he'll get back with us. I know he was wanting to get on the line with us and talk some rodeo, but we'll see what he's got going on.
We'll have to tighten him up a little.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Well, you know what? Hang on a second here. I think we got him on the other line.
Who's that? Who would that be?
Who's on the other line?
I want to know who's on the other line.
That's Byron McIntosh. I said we'll have to tighten him up a little.
Uh-oh, yeah, you better tighten old Byron up, golly.
Well, Byron was just saying that we were going to have to tighten you up there, Rob.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
Well, so Mr. Rob, how you doing tonight?
Well, other than watching these referees that ain't got a clue from, I can't say that on the air, so. I'm surprised that some of these girls in this game haven't got hurt. That's how bad the officiating's been.
Really?
And I'm not saying our girls should have won anything. I'm just saying that they don't have a clue. It's terrible.
Wow.
But, you know, it's all right. I'm enjoying watching the game.
No, we hear that you're going to be packing your bags, and hopefully you'll pack some shorts and bring some warm weather back down here with you, Rob.
Well, from what I've heard, I can't bring any shorts now, but as wide as my legs are, you know, that's probably not a big deal anyway. But we're coming to the SSBR country. I'm ready for it.
Yes, sir, man. Tell you what, that sounds good. We look forward to having you down here.
We're going to have a good time this weekend down there for the good old bull riding.
Most definitely. Where have you been out at this weekend? I know you just had some other events that you were out announcing for. Were you able to get out this weekend and do some announcing?
Yeah, I was just in Lawton, Oklahoma for a bull riding in Lawton this past weekend. Actually, it was a rough stock event. We had bareback riding, bronc riding, and bull riding for the Red Dirt Rodeo Company is what that was. So
okay.
I went there, and they even had a concert each night afterwards that went over really well, and it was a good event.
Good deal. Well,
so.
I'll tell you what, man. The rodeos are getting there. I mean, they're getting up. They're hot and heavy right now. We were out there at the Arcadia event and ran into Donnie Gay out there. He did the announcing for the Arcadia PBR event down there.
That's too bad that you had to listen to Donnie. But other than that, it wasn't a bad event. It's a pretty good event.
You know what? I was giving him a hard time. I told him, I said, yeah, man, we can't wait. Next weekend, we have a real announcer coming down here in Rob Smith.
There you go. That's where we need to tell him.
Yes, sir. But I'll tell you what, he had a lot of good to say about you. You're doing a really good job out there, and we certainly look forward to listening to you. And I know the fans are looking forward to meeting up with you down there, Rob.
Oh, we're going to have some fun. We're going to go sign some autographs down there at a couple places, and we're just going to have a big time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, now Byron, I know you're sitting back over there being all quiet there, but you gonna let Rob know what the plans are for this weekend?
Or
does he already know?
He don't need to know. We'll just tell him when he gets here.
Surprises. I like surprises from Byron.
Yeah. Now, what we got, Rob's going to be, I believe he's going to be at Tractor Supply signing autographs. We'll get times and everything for everybody. And I know he's going to be at, I think it's called the Hot Spot Bar on Friday night.
Friday night we go to the Hot Spot, I think. And then do we have a Western store also?
I think, I'm not sure if the Western store, it's a Hayloft Western store. I'm not sure if that was confirmed or not. But we'll definitely get all that information and get it to the fans as soon as we clarify everything. But I know right now you're going to the Hot Spot Bar and I believe Tractor Supply.
There we go, good old Tractor Supply. Get a little bit of everything there at Tractor Supply.
Yeah, so we'll get the times and dates and everything for that. And then probably before the event, I'm sure you'll be signing autographs and going to meet and greet with people and stuff. And for those who don't know in that area, if you're listening over there in the Naples area and you hear the radio ads, Rob was a 5-time world champion bullfighter because the ad says world champion announcer. So I want to clarify that he was a 5-time world champion bullfighter. You've seen him in the PBRs, and he's announcing now. We're glad to have him over.
I'm still working on the 5 world championships in the announcing game, but
yeah. Well, if you go to the Donnie Gay School of Announcing, you might have seen that.
Yeah, because there's no doubt Donnie will tell you he's got 5 gold buckles as an announcer also.
Oh, yeah, he's got them all.
Wow.
He's got it all and knows it all, huh, Byron? No, you can't tell. We're trash talking tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, we're beating the guy up and he's not even here. I mean, if he was here...
Well, he don't want to get caught between you and me.
That wouldn't be good.
Well, now, Rob, I gotta ask you a question. The last time you called on the show, we were talking about the PBR and the finals that were coming up, and Cody Rostro did end up winning it. Great job for him. You and I had a bet between who was going to win. Now, you had picked Laramie Marchi, and I picked J.B. Mooney. Now, J.B. ended up finishing in front of Laramie. Does that still rate for that steak dinner, or was that for the actual
Oh, well, it would work, I guess, since J.B. went and won the finals average, and he did a great job of riding. And I'll tell you what, I'd have lost my ranch if you would have told me Jeremy was going to buck off the first 5 bulls in a row.
Oh, man, I will tell you what, that was really surprised to see. And you know, not sure what it is, but, you know, I mean, every cowboy has his day, and unfortunately, this was not Laramie's that
Well, it's proof in this sport how tough it is for guys to win back-to-back world titles, because in the PBR, it's still to be done.
You're right. Right.
You know, I mean, Donnie Gay, of course, Donnie did it on several occasions. And there's a few guys, but trying to win, especially in the rough stock events, to win a back-to-back world title is extremely tough just due to the wear and tear on your body and, you know, and the physical demandments of the events.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it really does say a lot for him, and now we've got a brand new world champion. We're gonna see if he can be the first one to do it, Cody Lostro. And you know, I'll tell you what, that guy right there can ride some bulls, and as long as he can stay healthy, I think he will certainly be in at the end of the season.
Well, I tell you, the great thing about Cody Lostro winning the world title is he's gonna be a great ambassador for the PBR. He's a great man of God. So, you know, he's definitely got the Lord on his side, and he's going to be a good ambassador for the Christian bull riders and stuff to see that good guys do win first. And like I said, and he's a great ambassador and a great athlete, and, you know, he's a phenomenal young gun. He's got everything going in his favor right now, and, you know, his sticking to his beliefs and sticking to his guns paid off.
Absolutely. It sure as heck did. Well, I got to tell you, I take my steaks medium rare with a side of a nice baked potato there.
Okay, well, that's about like me. I just normally the way I put it is you can just tip him, wipe his butt, and run him through the fire.
That's right. That sounds good to me. But I'll tell you what, we definitely look forward to having you down there this weekend, Rob. And
all right, guys. Well, I'll be in there Thursday night, and we're going to go take a look around real quick and get a bite to eat, and then we'll be hard at it for all day Friday, whatever we've got to do, so... I'm going to go back in and watch a little more basketball and let you and Byron finish the show up. But to everybody out there, just good night, God bless, and I'll see you guys on Thursday night.
All right, have a good trip. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, guys, get Florida warmed up for me.
Oh, yeah. We'll work on that, Rob.
All right, adios. Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't know, Byron, man. It's going to be one action-packed weekend. Now, I got to tell you, we just heard earlier today that Ross Hill's got a birthday down here, too. So he's going to be out Friday night with us celebrating his birthday, man. Do we have anything that we can do for him? Do we have a surprise, something behind the scenes now? I don't think he's listening in, but I would love to try to set something up for this cat, man. We got to do something good for him for his birthday.
Yeah, we'll probably figure something out. We'll keep all that under the table. We don't need to reveal that.
I'll tell you what, let's work behind the scenes here. We'll see if we can't set something up, man. We'll tie him to his truck or something, man. Make him wear a birthday hat when he comes in there or something, man. We'll come up with something crazy for him. But hey, I'll tell you what, it's gonna be one heck of a good weekend, Byron. We look forward to being down there with you guys, and wanna thank y'all for letting us have the opportunity to be down there with you.
Yeah, no, it should be good. Like I said, everyone should benefit from this, and hopefully we're all headed in the right direction, and should be a really, really good show for down here in Florida. Be a lot of good entertainment and a lot of good bulls, a lot of good people involved in it, and it should be a great event.
Well, I'll tell you what, Byron, something else that we looked at doing, too, and I talked with Carl earlier today, I think we're going to do a live on-site broadcast from the hotspot down there Friday night while they're doing their autograph signing and all. Should be a really, really good night down there. Should have a lot of fans. We'll see if we can't catch up with some of the fans down there and talk with them. But I think we're going to do a live Back on the Ranch show from the hotspot.
Yeah, no, that should be good. And anytime you can get the fans involved and get their opinion and stuff and let them be a part of the show and everything, that's a great asset to the sport. A lot of other major sports don't have that. And I think that'd be awesome. Get the fans a chance to speak their mind at the Hotspot Bar and Grill over there on Friday night.
That's right, man. All right, Byron. Well, hey, I won't hold you up, but I definitely want to appreciate you for jumping on the show. I want to thank you again for getting on here with us, and it's always a pleasure to have you on with us, man. Look forward to seeing you this weekend, and you know, keep up the good work with the SSBR, man. I know that we got a lot to go, you know, a lot of work ahead of you for 2010 season.
Yeah, no, like I said, everyone's pulling together and we're getting good people involved, and hopefully it'll be a great year, and I look forward to seeing you out there and hopefully see all the fans and see everybody out there this weekend at the Lee Civic Center.
All right, Byron. Well, until then, man, you take care and have a good one, man. We'll see you at the end of the week.
All right, you too. We'll talk to you then.
All right.
Bye.
All right, rodeo fans. Well, hey, we're going to take some more callers. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Feel free to jump on. If you've got questions or comments, want to talk about some rodeo going on in your neck of the woods, feel free to give us a call. We're going to slide on down, take a short break, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. Get a grit with Making Eight. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
Down a mic. When they opened up the gate, the sucker will explode. But I can win it all. genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching bull riding some of the gun. I got my hand in my glove and I'm sitting down low, rousing the rigging and ready to go. He's bucking and a kicking like he knew I'm gonna stop. He's jumping like a kangaroo.
Rodeo fans, that's right. You're listening to Making Eight Rodeo Network, and we are back on the ranch. I'm your host, Scott Misek, and we still got about another hour left in the show. We've talked a lot of rodeo down here in Florida, but we want to talk about rodeo in your area, too. 646-915-9940. We're looking for those callers. If y'all want to give us a call, talk some rodeo, we'll be happy to answer anything you got going on. We want to talk about some of the stuff that we have up and coming as far as Making Eight goes and our live parties, you know, our broadcast that we're doing live at these events. We're going to be out this weekend in Fort Myers, of course, with the SSVR, you know, and then we're going to have a weekend off, and we are bearing down. I mean, we are getting ready to get a grip here. We're going to be out in Vegas the weekend of December 4th. We're going to be out there the 3rd and 4th. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Thunder Equa Games, which is going to be going on at the South Point Casino and Hotel down there. We're going to be broadcasting live for the Bullfighting Challenge that Rob Smets is going to be promoting down there. Then we're going to be back here on the 5th, and we're going to be down at Port Charlotte covering the SSBR and their Red Man Pro Series Challenge going on down there. We're going to take a couple days off and hopefully be able to get some rest because round two is going to be going on in Vegas during the Saturday, which will be December 12th. Will be the final weekend for that. They'll have the final round and then the championship, which will be going on December 12th. out there, and we will be broadcasting that live as well. And, of course, for the Thunder Echo Games, we do have Dusty Tuckness, which is going to be our co-host for the show. Really look forward to that. I think that's going to be one bang-up job there. I think that I think that between those two guys, they're going to be really good. Anyhow, we've got a lot of rodeo coming up this way this next year, and we're not gonna let up. I mean, we're gonna take a couple weeks off for the holidays, and we're getting back on it. We're gonna bear down January. We're gonna be back at it with the Redman Pro Series Challenge. You know, they're gonna have their championship round. We've got the finals going on. The SSBR 2009 finals gonna be going on in LaBelle, Florida, as Byron talked about. So, man, we have got a lot of action coming up these next couple months. And hopefully y'all will get a grip with us and stay tuned. You know, we've got some guest hosts, and, we will certainly be able to bring you the action. So hopefully y'all will get a lot out of it. But we've got those phone lines open, Rodeo fans, 646-915-9940. Make sure to jump on with us. Give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We're going to take another short break. We'll be right back.
Pain and fear is no stranger, but his nuts needs to Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Makin8 Rodeo Network on Makin8.com. I'm your host, Scott Misek, and we are back on the ranch tonight talking rodeo with you. 646-915-9940. If you want to talk about rodeos in your area or just got questions or comments about some of the things going on, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. 646-915-9940. We want to hear from you. You guys are the ones that make up this show. And, hey, it's all about the rodeo fans. This is what helps make the sport what it is today. So, you know, couldn't do it without you guys out there in the seats rooting us on out there. But, anyhow, we've got a lot of events going on. Makin8 is going to be tearing it up out there, hitting these rodeos here recently. We got guys like, you know, this Joker announcer, Rob Smets. I'm telling you, you know, if you haven't had the opportunity to ever see this guy fight bulls, you ought to see him behind a microphone. You know, we've heard he's nothing but a stand-up guy when it comes to doing the announcing. This guy is really on the spot. And I'll tell you what, he does it from inside the arena. You know, he's not one of these announcers that will sit back and kind of watch things from the outside. This guy loves being in the action. If you've ever been to his website, you know, you would see that he has, you know, I mean, he's got a picture of him actually behind a barrel as the bull's coming after him, you know. So looked like he was, you know, doing what Rob Smets has always done, and that is get out there and fight bulls. But this time he's doing it with blue jeans on. It was kind of entertaining to see. But anyways, we really look forward to seeing this guy down here on Thursday and Friday night, and we're going to be out with him on Friday doing a live broadcast from the Hotspot Bar and Grill, which is where they're going to be doing their after party after the event Saturday. So good opportunity for you fans to get down there, get some autographs, meet some of these professional bullfighters and bull riders and announcers and all. It's going to be a great deal. It's going to be a great little setup. So 646-915-9940. Rodeo fans, we want to hear from you. Y'all give us a call. We're going to break on down, play some more music for you. Hopefully y'all will get a grip with Makin8. We'll be right back.
Saddle, give it one more try.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Making 8 Radio Network. We are live back on the ranch. Going to slide down and take some callers. Making 8 Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad.
Good deal. Who we got out there?
Got Mad Dog Simpson here.
Mad Dog Simpson. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Now, I know that we've got you on Facebook, and we haven't really had an opportunity to talk with you there, Mad Dog, but we do know that you're on the alternate list to set up to be out at the Equa Games in Las Vegas in December here coming up in a couple weeks, man. I know that you've been doing a lot of things. I believe you've done some quite a few PBR events. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, mate. I've been fighting bulls over here for the PBR the last couple of years. Got to go to the Fight Bulls at the World Finals last year. You know, just been doing Challenger and Enterprise this year, and yeah, just ended up for that freestyle comp out there and got in as the second ultimate.
Now, Mad Dog, how long have you been fighting bulls?
I've been fighting bulls 15 years now.
15? Okay, and
yeah.
How long have you been doing it in the United States?
I came over here in August of 2007.
Okay. Okay.
My first event was the Chris Shivers Invitational down in Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir.
Then we sort of went from there, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've actually talked to a few mates that know you out there from Australia, and they say a lot of good things about you. I have not personally been to one of the events where you've been out fighting bulls, whether it be PBR or some of the smaller deals. But I got to tell you, Mad Dog, you've got a pretty good reputation out there in Australia, and I know you're going to be going back, and I believe they've got finals going on over there, correct?
Yeah, they got they got some finals coming up in a couple of weeks down in Tamworth. It's like the country music capital of Australia, but they got their finals coming up, and you know, you guys have got some internationals going over there, which I think Rocky McDonald's actually leading the standings over there at the moment, and then that David Kennedy that come over for the world finals for the first 3 days, he's in second place, and then there's Pete Farley and then Ryan McConnell, you know, but this come about from those international events that were on this year earlier, that Troy Dunn International and the Brendan Clark Invitational, and you know, they seem to be paying out some pretty good money these days, those events, and they like to get the international guys over there and get them amongst it.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, I would love to have the opportunity to get over to Australia and see some of those rodeos. Now, just out of curiosity, compared to the events that we hold over here in the United States, are they really any different, or are they both pretty much put on the same way, and do they have the same type of bulls that the riders ride out there, or is there a big difference in them?
Well, there's not much difference, you know. The only difference, and it's probably a pretty big difference, but the only difference between Australia and the United States is you guys have got like 300 million more people, which, I mean, you create a bigger fan base and then your sport gets bigger and so on. But, I mean, to take one of these bull riders and put it up against one of the indoor bull riders that we have back home, you know, there's not much difference. There's still sell-out crowds and you get the top riders there and all the fan base. And we've created a fan base back home through little advertising on the TV that we get done and little airtime that we get on TV, and we think that we've secured a television spot next year for six events and for the finals this year, you know, to be live on TV, which is going to help, and like it helps in any sport, you know, if you can get it into the lounge rooms of people and they can see it on TV, well, they're going to become a fan of it even more, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the caliber of bulls is probably a bit stronger over here because of the breeding programs and the genetics that have been going into them for years. But we've had breeding programs back home, you know, for 15 or 20 years too. But you just don't have the numbers that you guys have got over here, you know.
Right. I understand. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we would love to start being involved with some of those events. And I know that you're going to be going back home for the finals and all and competing over there. I want to wish you the best of luck while you're over there. And hopefully you'll be back over here in the 2010 season. Do you have plans on being over this way?
Yeah, for sure, mate. Yeah, I'm going to probably come back end of February, start of March, and then we'll go again for another year, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, we look forward to that. And you know, when you get over there and you're talking to your mates, let them know about our website and tell them we would love to start, you know, trying to find a way to get over there, whether it be if we can get some sponsorships and all. We would love to go over and do some live broadcast on the Internet and you know, let some of these folks here know in the U.S. what kind of rodeos y'all have over there in the outback country.
Too right, mate. I just had one right out in the outback out in Cunnamulla this weekend. Brendan Clark was at it, and Jared Farley, and, you know, all them top riders back home. You know, it's crunch time now. It's coming up to there's three events or two more events left now before the finals, and the boys are starting to bear down a bit and trying to get the job done to make the cutoff for the finals.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, we look that's really entertaining, and Mad Dog, I got to tell you, it's been, you know, I really enjoy talking with you guys. You know, it seems that we've gotten more bullfighters out here than we have bull riders on our show. You know, we've got guys like Rob Smets out here and Ross Hill and Dusty Tuckness, Dusty's going to be our co-host when we're out in Vegas. Now, if you're not called up to do the freestyle challenge out there, are you still going to be going out to Vegas at all?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Well, there's not much purpose for me to be out there if I'm not called up. And you know, the game that we're in and the age that you're at, you know, it's all business decisions. So if you're going out there, it's going to be for a business purpose. And if not, well, I can just stay at home and make some money back home, you know.
Yes, sir. I definitely understand that. I definitely understand. But want to wish you the best of luck, Mad Dog, when you're back over there in Australia. And, hey, make sure you keep in contact with us now. You know, I mean, do y'all have internet out there in Australia where you're at and all?
Yeah, for sure, mate. Well, I am, I do.
Okay, well, make sure.
It's a bit like being without a cell phone. You can't be without it these days unless you've got a tin can with a big string on it.
Yes, sir, you're right. Well, I'll tell you what, we look forward to keeping in contact with you while you're over there, and you know, make sure you let us know how you're doing and all, okay?
Too right, I'll let you know via Facebook.
Yes, sir, well, make sure you do that. Make sure you let your other friends over there know. Make sure you let some of your other mates know out there. We'll be happy to try to get out that way. That's one of our goals. We want to go to Australia and cover some of those rodeos out there. We've heard you guys put on some pretty good events out there.
All right, man, we'll do.
All right, Mad Dog. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on Making8.com, and make sure you tune back in with us.
Will do, buddy.
All right, take care.
All right, mate, see you now.
Bye. All right, rodeo fans, 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We'll be happy to take your calls and talk some rodeo with you. That's what this show is all about, rodeo fans. You know, we're here to talk with the athletes and you, the fans, so... if you want to talk with some of the fans as we're online, make sure you jump on and give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to slide down, take another break. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. And if you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. All a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? The kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive, and then he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
Son of a gun. Now who keeps a pipe? Get out behind shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss, but the
my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. And I could ride them all. The Bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Eight Rodeo Network. We are live and back on the ranch. Talking rodeo with you, 646-915-9940. We're taking your calls. Had to play that little Bandy song because of all the bullfighters we've had out there on the show tonight. Want to thank them for jumping in. Byron McIntosh, one of the officers for the Southern States Bull Riding, one of the directors up there. And you know, of course, then we've got this guy. We've been talking a lot to him, and we've been talking a lot about him. Rob Smets, you know, five-time world champion bullfighter. We've had Ross Hill, you know, all these guys on the show that's been a part of it. Now we've got Shane Mad Dog Simpson on there, getting ready to head back to Australia, and definitely want to wish him the best of luck. But, you know, so that one goes out to all the bullfighters out there that we've had on the show with us tonight. You know, want to thank them for being a part of Making Eight and, you know, tuning in and listening to us. And hopefully you fans out there that are tuning in will get on the horn and give us a call, 646-915-9940. We will be more than happy to just sit back and talk any kind of rodeo with you. If you guys have questions or comments about what's been going on with the finals, you know, maybe the 2010 season, maybe you got questions coming up about that. You know, we've had a lot of guys, you know, talking about the helmet issue and things going on there. You know, so there's a lot of different things we could be bringing up, you know. 646-915-9940. Maybe you want to talk about maybe like the instant replay that's been going on, like with the PBR, some of that stuff that they've been doing. You know, like I said, we're here for you. We want to express what's been going on and talk rodeo with you. So don't hesitate, rodeo fans. Get on the horn. Give us a call. You know, we also got to talk a little bit about some of the PRCA stuff going on. Of course, their Wrangler National Finals is going to be going on the same time that the Thunder Equal Games will be going on in Vegas, which we're going to be out there for. And as we're doing those broadcasts, we'll kind of give you some highlights. Of course, Dusty Tuckness is going to be one of the protection bullfighters out there. And, you know, he's going to be competing at the finals, so we're going to be able to talk with him and find out how things are going. Kind of get that insight on, you know, some of the events, probably more so like the Rustock events, but we'll definitely get a heads up from him, and we look forward to that. And we'll definitely pass along to you, the fans out there. So, you know, maybe you guys have questions or comments. Maybe you guys have an idea about what we could do for Ross Hill for his birthday coming up this weekend. You know, we want to pull some sort of practical joke on him. Ross Hill is one of the funny men out there. You know, this guy is, you know, he cuts up with everybody. Now, the thing of it is, though, is we can't make it too bad because I think we're going to be bunking up with him somewhere when we get out to Vegas that first weekend. So we don't want to put it too hard on him and end up getting something paid back to us when we get out there to Vegas. But anyhow, if y'all have ideas, definitely give us a call. We'll be happy to entertain them there. 646-915-9940. Rodeo fans, we're going to break down, play a few more songs. If we don't hear from you, then we're going to break out and head for home, pack it in for the night. So y'all get on the horn, give us a call, get a grip with MakingEight.com. We'll be right back.
wish I was the son of someone rich. I blew $100 bills out on the road, and I'd catch me a ride to the rodeo. There's a mule deer laying by the road ahead. Well, he ain't sleeping, he's damn sure dead. Venison brown in the blazing sun. Hand me a ride, come on, someone. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hand me a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo? There's a buzzard circling up in the sky, and he's looking at me with them beady eyes. Well, I don't know, but I got a hunch he'd rather have me than that deer for lunch. Right now I wish I'd have stayed in school, but I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. If he could take a look at his son right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road? Comes a blonde in a Cadillac. She got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
Yeah! got you a gold buckle.
The only numbers I'll wear on my back.
There ain't no blackjack at the Thomas and Mack.
Rodeo fans, Making Eight Rodeo Network. We are live and back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. Taking your calls and sitting back talking some rodeo. So 646-915-9940. We're getting ready to break things out of here, rodeo fans. We're going to get back and get some rest because we got a lot of rodeo action set up for us this weekend and these next couple months. So, you know, we're going to be busy and hitting the rodeo trails. Y'all hopefully be able to jump on board with us and follow along with MakingEight.com if you can't make it out to one of these live events. But let me tell you, you know, we do have some big things coming down the road. We're going to start things off actually next tomorrow night. We are going to be broadcasting. We're going to be being interviewed on Cutting Up Radio, which is it's another spotlight for rodeos, and we're going to be live on the air with them tomorrow night. Look forward to that. Want to thank them for that opportunity, and we can't wait, rodeo fans. Like I said, we're going to be on air with them tomorrow night, and then Friday night we hope to be doing a live broadcast from the promotional event that's going on with the Southern States Bull Riding, and Rob Smets down there. They're going to be doing an autograph signing. And we look forward to be doing that. Hopefully y'all be able to sit in and listen to some good rodeo music, and we'll catch in and talk to some fans down there. If y'all have the opportunity, go check out SSBRnow.com. Get on their website and find out, you know, what all is going on during this weekend at the Lee Civic Center. It's going to be a fantastic event, and I'm telling you, it's going to be worth the price of admission. I can guarantee that. You've got, you know, bullfighters like Chris Weasel Forrest and Ross Hill, and you've got announcers like Rob Smets. You've got the production that's going to be put on by Doug Walker, and, you know, you've got bull riders, and you've got bulls from the Southern States Bull Riding. Telling you what, you know, it's going to be a fantastic event. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We will be bringing you the action live Saturday night. I believe the show is going to start at 8 p.m. And then, like I said, we're off for a week, and then we're back at it again. First thing in December, we're going to be back at the rodeos. And, we're going to come with our hammer cock. We've got Dusty Tutton is starting things off with us, co-hosting the event on the 4th. Then we'll be back here in Port Charlotte, Florida on the 5th. And then we'll be back out in Vegas on the 12th for the final round of the Echo Games, the Thunder Echo Games, brought to you by the South Point Casino and Hotel. So I got to tell you, it's going to be a fantastic event, rodeo fans. Y'all get ready and get a grip. You know, we're going to have a couple weeks off for the holidays after that, and then we're back at it again come the first part of January. We've got some new sponsorships we're going to be announcing. We've got some big things on the roll with Making8.com, rodeo fans. So y'all stay tuned. Stay in touch with us. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. We do have Yahoo. We want to let y'all know about. Y'all can add us over there at Making8 Radio. So just, you know, go to add a friend and or, you know, add a contact and type in Making8 Radio. We've also got it under our contact page on Making8.com. You can feel free to jump over there and check it out. And always, you know, rodeo fans, you can go back and listen to our shows if you can't catch them live. And hopefully, you know, from what we're seeing, you guys are really doing it. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Making8 Radio broadcast. You know, we're going to have a lot of shows in store for you this next year. You know, coming your way, hopefully we'll have things lined up to start the Rob Smets Hour as well as the Ross Hill Show. You know, we've got associations that are jumping on board with us now, so we've got a lot in store, rodeo fans. It's going to be a great opportunity for y'all to sit back and truly get involved with the sport of rodeo and be a big part of it, not just here in Florida, but in your areas as well. That's what we want to do is branch it. You know, branchmaking8.com out and let y'all really get a grip with rodeos, not just over here, but also in your area. So want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight, rodeo fans. You know, until this weekend when we're out there at in Fort Myers, y'all stay tuned, get a grip, get explosive with Making8.com.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode Blueberry. Sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight, I'm drinking, hanging out with my friends.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.